is talking about, where you had a machshev as tigel, you had a machshev as tita meat tomorrow. The only reason why you're not chayef koris is because this zirika is not mata the boss of the chilo, therefore does not bring upon a chayef koris. So it's a chiddush. Elo le Rav Yechon, according to Rav Yechonon, that says pshan ha-mishnah, that a zirika shredim koimoi is not called a zirika at all. If so, my aim by koris, what does the mishnah have to say? There's no chayef koris on the boss. Pshita, it's not called a zirika at all. Pshita, there's no din tigel here. It's not even a zirika for kaparo. So what do you have to tell me? We're not even talking about we had a machshav atid to meet tomorrow. The Mishnah is telling you a simple halacha. That if you make a zrika, shredim kremoi, it's not called a zrika. So what does the Mishnah have to say? Chorus? Pshit does not give chorus. It's only possible for kasha. And according to Yechon, it's a kasha. So it's a l'shmuel, my aim by chorus. According to Shmuel, what does it mean to say there's no chiv chorus? Means according to Shmuel, the first test we had in the Gemara, Tehillah Tshana Mishnah Apostle Bosor, that only the boss was possible, but not the Bailam. So you also learned Shana Mishnah, there was no Machshev as Pigel. It's only clearly because this Zrika was Shlevim Koimai. So also Pshit, it's only possible, meaning the boss you're not allowed to eat, but Avadr is no Chiyav Koros. So when I say Tzotri Koven, this is what the Mishnah means, say according to Shmuel. The Mishnah means at the end off, but what's going to be in Nosem the Machshev? The Reisha true is without a Machshev as Pigel. But what's going to be if the Shas you make this Zrika? You have in mind to eat the meat tomorrow. You should know still possible grain by chorus. It's only possible the korban, but there's no chiyav chorus. Since this zrika is not a zrika, which is mata the boss of bachilom, this zrika cannot make chorus. For Rabbi Yechonon, the Gemara is a question. According to Rabbi Yechonon, each shaloi bim koimoi. Lav kim koimoi dom, if Rabbi Yechonon holds, that shaloi bim mokam de mizbeach, like that's supposed to be on bottom you put on top, is not called kim koimoi dom. There's no kapur at all. If so, lehevi kenishpach menak kli al haritzpa, let it be like the dam spilled from the kli onto the floor. If so, v'yasvenu, what can you just gather the blood together and use it over again? In other words, if you're telling me the zrik is not called the zrik at all, so do the zrik and make the kabbalah over again, not from the neck, but take this blood, that's the Mishnah later we'll see, that after you made a good kabbalah, now if the blood spills out on the floor, you have the right just to pick it up again and put it back into the kli, and make the zrika over. See here also, why can't you make the zrika over again? Sumar says, Savala command yama, lo yasrenu, we'll see later on. He after all, command yama, that says you're not allowed to gather it together again. The halacha is that kiva, she says, kiva and shagilim is beach, since the blood reached him is beach, even though we're shloik kilchosai, till the new svar of kotim is beach, that the mizbech is curved, grabs hold of it, that you cannot do it over again. Says Rami, if it just falls on the floor, could be that it would be kosher to do it over again. But here, that it's still on the mizbeach, here it's worse. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef and Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon says that Hakil Moedim, everybody agrees that Dinis Nin Lamala Shinos Nin Lamala, the dam that's supposed to go on top of the mizbeach, and it really went on top of the mizbeach. But just you did it with a machshav as psula, or you did it with your left hand, or else lamata, the dam is supposed to be on the bottom, shenosu lamata, the taka went on the bottom. Shloikim mitzlosen, you did not do it the right way, like we just said, either you did it with machshav, or Rashi says, the wrong machshav, or else the kohen did it with his left hand. Halacha is lo yasrenu, you cannot take it off and use it over again, since it went onto the mizbech in the right place, everybody holds you cannot take it over again. But nechleku, where is the machlekes? Ela benisnin lamala shnosun lamata. The dam that's supposed to be on top is now on bottom. Or else lamata shnosun lamala. The dam that's supposed to be on bottom is put on top. Here is the machlekes. Shre b'yoisi, yem b'yoisi, say, hold lo yasvenu. You're not supposed, you can't gather this blood together anymore. As even though it's on the wrong face of the mizbeach, but lamaisa, it's on the mizbeach. Since it's on the mizbeach, like grabs a hold of it, you cannot do it over again. Shre b'shiminoy me yasvenu. Rav Shimon is the one that says, yes, you allow to gather it over again. Since it was done, Shleibim Koimoi, and Shleibim Koimoi going now is not called Kim Koimoi Domi, so therefore you allow to do it over again. Well, Mishnah Seinu, so our Mishnah that says that it's possible, you cannot do it over again, Kedivriyoy Melo Yasrenu, goes according to this Tanakh, according to Rav Yesi, that holds that you cannot do it over again. Even though it was put on the wrong place at the Mizbeach, and even though that Shleibim Koimoi, you're not Mekai Mitzvah Zrik at all, but Lamais is still the son of Mizbeach. Mizbeach is cremated, holds it that much that you cannot do it over again. That's the Rabbi Yechon, that's the Ramshat, and now Mishnah. Now, for Rav Chisda Amar Ravini, Rav Chisda Amar Ravini says like this: Hakril Moedim, everybody agrees. Benisnin Lamato Shenos Non Lamalo Shelo Yasvenu. That the blood was put on bottom, you put on top. It was supposed to be on bottom, and by mistake you put it on top. And the halacha is Shelo Yasvenu. You're not allowed to take it off. Everybody holds like this. If Rav Yosef and Rav Shimon, the Kol Shchenin for sure. Benisnin Lamalo Shenos Non Lamato. Now, for the dam is supposed to be on top, you put on bottom. Hoyel v'domim hel yoinim l'mata hein boyim. Because anyway, the top blood eventually will reach the bottom part of the mizbech. Like once you put the blood on top, it starts to drip down by itself. So l'maisa, for the blood on top, the bottom part of the mizbech also has shaykhis, has to do with the dam. So therefore, for sure, it's considered like it's on the mizbech, and the mizbech is kilted enough that you cannot do it over again. That's where Rav Chisda learns. Everybody agrees like this. Even though it's Shleibim Kaimai, still both Rav Yosef and Shimon both agree you cannot do it over again. La Nechlikus, where is the Machlekes Rav Yosef and Rav Shimon if you could do it over again? El Benisnin Lefnim Shenosnin Bachutz. The Dam, the Chatas Sapnim, is supposed to be inside if you put it on the outside Mizbech. Or else Bachutz, the Dam is supposed to be on the outside Mizbech. Shenosnin Lefnim, you put it on the inside Mizbech. This is called a different Mizbech altogether. Here it's the Machlekes. Rav Yosef says, since it's the wrong Mizbech altogether, it's not Kolot. And therefore, you're allowed to do it over again. There's no psul. Rashi says, Chivan Mizbech Zele Hoyu Royu, like Kol Teklal. Since for this Mizbech was not fit at all, it's the wrong Mizbech, so it's not Kolot. Therefore, you're allowed to do it over again. Rav Shimon, and Shimon says, no. Lo Yasvenu, Shimon says, still you can't. And Rashi says, Shere L'shem Mizbech Hoyu Royu, it was fit for a Mizbech, and the Maisa of this dam reached a Mizbech, even though it reached the wrong Mizbech, still it's Kailat. This is the Machlekes Rav Yosef and Rav Shimon. Now, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Afan Na Na Metanino. We also learned like this. Rashi says it means to bring a proof also like Rav Yochanan, that even though we hold Shaloi Dim Koimoi is not Kim Koimoi, there's no kapor at all with such a zrika, but still, once the dam reached the mizbeach, you're not allowed to take it off and use it over again. It's not kelet. Where do we learn this? Ataninan, that Yehuda says, the pasuk says, Zois Tioila. This is the korbanela. Harei elu miyutim. These are miyutim. So Rashi says, Zois Tioila means Harei elu gimu miyutim. There are three different miyutim in this pasuk. If he shaboa mikra zil alamdenu alapsulun mizbeach, Sha'olu d'lo yordu, we'll have these sugars later, that certain psulim, even on the chetchila, you are not supposed to put it on the mizbeach, but once it's on the mizbeach, the din is, lo yordu, we do not take it away. Ki yafrina mi oila al moita al mizbeach kol alayla. Mi shol al moita teishon kol alayla. Once you put it on top of the fire, you do not take it away. Lefika chmiyit l'choboi gimu miyutim. Lemayit bo gimu psulim. It comes to teach us that three psulim is not that way. Even though usually we say kol oilam, the mizbech is ein yordim, that sholo lo yordu, excluding three miyutim, three psulim, even though it reached the mizbech, still we take it off. So Rashi says zois, he miyuta, zois leacheres, only this, not something else. He is also have a miyutai. And hey, do you oilam, it says that ho oila, have a miyuta, klaima oilam, yuchedis lekulam. Not every psul has such a lach of kivin sholo lo yordu. So there are three miyutim here, that there are three cases that even though it goes up on the mizbeach, still the din is we take it down. What are these cases? One is prat l'nishchato b'layla. If you have your korban that you made the shchita at night time, and we know shchita of kachim is possible b'layla, it's not called the shchita at all, therefore you cannot burn this meat on the mizbeach. V'shenishpach domo, let's say the dam spilled out, and there was no kabbalah dam, no zrik at all. So also, if you take the basar and burn it, you have to take it off. Who are then if there was a psul yaitzi on this blood? Before you made this rika, they took the dam out of the mizbeach. So in these three cases, the locher is im also terid. That even though you put the meat on top of the mizbeach to be burnt, and then it's still terid, we have to take it off. But Rashi says, Avul Shar Psulim, or the other type of Psulim, the Klal is, Imolu Lo Yordu, once the Psul got up on top of the Mizbech, we'll leave it there. And later in the Perek HaMizbech Mekadesh, we'll see that Pei Dalid will explain how do we know this clearly. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Oilo, when the Pasuk says, Oilo, Ein Liyel Oilo, Kshera, it's only a kosher carbon. Rashi says means Teyal Mertikol Alaylat Boika. Only a kosher carbon may be allowed to burn and leave the meat there burning the whole night. Minayin l'rabois shenishkot ha'balayla. How do I know to include even in a case where they made the shechita on the carbon at night time? That if Shimon holds still, if the meat is put on top of the mizbech, the fats, you're allowed to leave it there and burn it. Or else for shenishpach domo, where its blood was spilled on the floor, there was no zrikas adam. Or else for shayotza domo chus l'kloim, there's a psul yaitzi on the blood. Or else the halan, we left over the blood overnight. Rashi shalon or else besara, left over the meat. Chusla mizbeach. Or else the hayoytzei, that means part of the meat went out. The tomei, or the meat became tomei. Vish anishkata chusla zmana v'chuslam koimoi. Or else you had a machshava. Amunas rashi zahakte chusla zmanoi. You had a machshava v'shah shchita. To make a psul of tigol or psul of shleven koinoi, v'she kiblo psulim, or else that a posla koin made the kabbalah sadam, the zorko as dom, and in the course the posla one made the zrika sadam, the anisnin lamalo, shinostin lamato, or the dam that was put on top was put on bottom, that's supposed to be on top was put on bottom, or else the anisnin lamato, the dam that's supposed to be on the bottom, shinistin lamato was put on top, or else the anisnin bifnim, the dam that was supposed to be on the chatas apnim, on the inside mizbeach, shenosnum bachutz, that by mistake they put it on the outside mizbeach, or else the hanisnin bachutz, shenosnum bifnim, or else the pesach, the korban pesach, the achatas, the korban chatis, sheshochotan shlolushmon, that the kohen, whoever there made the shchit shlolushmon, and we know here there's a psul in the korban, so minayin, how do we know in even these cases that mamas the korban is posel even with the evid? Still, let's say you put the meat or the fat on top of the mizbeach, that you're allowed to leave it there and burn the whole night, minayim, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Tera soila, ribu. It's a ribu here to teach us that Tera achas l'chol oilam. There's one halacha for any type of meat or fat that's put on top of the mizbeach, that the halacha is, shim'olu l'yordu, that once the fat got on top of the mizbeach, it's burning there, halacha is l'yordu, you did not take it down. If so, now Yochel, I would have thought to see even according to Rabbi Shimon, Shani Mab Aparoiva, the Hanir of Yamuksom, even these animals that were postal Katrila to be a carbon. If the animal was Raveya Nirva, lived with a man, was raped, or the man lived with the animal, the Hamuksa, an animal that set aside to worship Avodah Zarah, the Hanever, if somebody worshiped the animal, Hashem Avodah Zarah, the Ethnan, or if you gave this animal for a present to the Zayna to pay for the Znus, the Yamochir, where you sell this animal for a dog, and the Torah says such an animal is possible for carbon, the Aklaim, an animal that was made from Klaim, a different breed, the Atrefa, the animal the Trefa, the Yotze Doifen, the animal was born Kemalik Assyrian, was not born normally. These are Psulim in the animals that are not fit to have Kedushas Aguf altogether. So how do we know in these type of Psulim, let's say you amakdish them and you made a shchit and you put the meat on top of the Mizbeach, how do we know that in these psulim you have to take it down? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says zeis, that there is a miyut zeis mashma only certain cases have this heter of kivan shalu lo yardu, but not all cases. Now the Gemara says the question of Shimon, Omar Rayas, how do you see fit? Why do you see fit to say l'rabbis zelu to include all the first psulim, even though the korban is posel completely? Oloichi yaselu, to say these last ones that you do not have the heter to leave it there to burn. And the answer is, Mar Bani Yefelu. I add on these, the first ones, Shoyi Psulim Bakredish. The pshat is when you first makdish the animal, the Kedusha was chal, a carbon was chal. It only became posel later. That means Shoyi Psulim Bakredish. Once it became a carbon, something happened to it later. But the Chetchila, when you were makdish it, it was a good carbon. Therefore, it's chal adin, it's chal the Kedusha on the animal. And therefore, the din is, Imolu Lo Yerdu. But the last cases I take out, I exclude Shloihoi Psulim HaKodesh, that the psul is not chal in the Beis Hamikdash after you make kedusha. The pshat is in these things. It's never chal kedusha altogether. You cannot be makdish or raveya, nirva, or muktzah, never. These animals cannot have kedusha in the first place. Therefore, they never received the kedusha in the first place. Therefore, it's yordu. So that's from this brisa. We'll see all about this, more about this later on. But what's negate to us is katan and miyad. What do we learn over here? That hanisn lamata. That down the supposed to put on the bottom, shinostan lamalo, that you put on top. Or else, ulamalo, the down that's supposed to be on top of the mizbeach, shinostan lamato, that was put on the bottom part of the mizbeach. And vulaipola grebuda, it is not said that grebuda argues over here. In other words, in this price, it says that the down was put on the wrong place of the mizbeach, so the locher is imolu lo yardu. You do not take down the fats. Now, before we had grebuda says, in a case where the dam was nishpach, in other words, if even though you made a good shchit and a good kabbalah sadam, but if you never got to make a good zrika, is the dam still on the floor before the zrika? So such a carbon, if you hold this, yardu, even though you put the fat on top of the mizbeach, you have to take it down. It says, so how come here it doesn't argue? How come here where the blood was put on the wrong place of the mizbeach, and we're going now that shleibim kaimoi is not kim kaimoi domi, sechur, it's not called like a zrika at all? So why doesn't Reb Yehuda argue to say it should be yardu? And here the Brisa says no, imolu lo yardu. So Gemara says, my time up, lav mishum the liquid mizbeach. Isn't the pshat because since it reached the mizbeach, there's a certain amount of a klita. That our kopon of the dam is on the mizbeach, it means something. Even though it's not a good zrika, not for kaporo, not for achila, but our kopon is enough of a zrika to say kopon mizbeach. That lamaisa, that now, if it's olu, it's lo yardu. If so, shvamin lo yasvenu, should also be proof to Rabbi Yochanan then, that this dam has shaykhis to the mizbeach, and it has a locha, now that it's on the mizbeach, it helps for something, and therefore the locha is lo yasvenu. You're not allowed to take this dam off the mizbeach to make this rika over again. Because this dam did something. It did something, this dam, at least now, this korban will have a locha, im olu would be lo yardu. Omer Reb Lozer Blazer says, Mizbeach HaPnimi Mikadish Psulim. Teruah Adin, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inside Mizbeach also has the same halacha. That's also Mikadish Psulim. The Chur meaning, Imolu Lo Yardu. That if it goes up, you do not bring it down. Like Rashi says, Shemonu Lo Yardu. The Yafagav like Stiv Kurela Bechitzen. Even though the Pasuk of Zeis Hi Oila, or Zeis Teres Oila, that Maita is only talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Still, Reb Lezol, the same halach applies to Mizbeach HaPnim, on the inside Mizbeach also. If somebody puts up there the psulim, all the psulim we had before, will be a din in Molu. Once it's up there, lo yardu. So the more Mike Kamash, what is he teaching us? Mike Kamash, from Lantanina, we learned that Anishnim Bifnim, so it's said already, that's supposed to be outside. You put it on the inside Mizbeach, it also says Molu lo yardu. So here it says the Mizbeach HaPnim also does that. So more says no. From the Bryce itself, I would have thought to say, Hani Mili Dam. That's only if the Dam itself is supposed to be on the outside Mizbeach, now reach the inside Mizbeach, that's called something. Tichazilei, because Dam is fitting to be on the Mizbeach. Avul Kremitz, the Lechazilei, in the case of therefore the Mizbeach, the Dam is called something. But in the case where you want to put the Kremitz you're supposed to burn, that's supposed to be burnt on the outside Mizbeach. Let's say you put the kmitz on the inside mizbeach, so lechazalei, a kmitz has no shaychas in mizbeach apnim, emaloi, maybe on this tobino dinim olu lo yordu. Maybe the opposite, since the kmitz has no shaychas in mizbeach apnim, maybe here the din will be yordu. Kamashmon, that's the chiddush now, that lamais in mizbeach apnim also was locha in mizbeach, it's just like in mizbeach achitzlein, there's such a cloud by all these psulim, im olu, once it got up on the mizbech, but the evidence you put it there, the din is lo yordu. Next we have a question. It says, Ketera Zoro, Sholo Lagami Mizbech, Teret. Ketera Zoro, that went on top of the mizbech, take it down. Shein Lucho Mekadish Psulim, El Mizbech Achitzen, Peroyeloi. That what's Mekadish? So it says here, only the Mizbech Achitzen, and something that's fit for it. But here, a Ketera Zoro, that's not fit at all for it, there's no dinamolo lo yerdu. So Ketera Zora, she says, Ketera's nedova. Lehitera kosevele Ketera shaltzibur, shachas v'yarvis. There's no such Ketera of a nedova. Therefore it says that you have to bring it down. But Akoparim, it says the klal here that when do we say Imonu lo yordu, ela mizbech achitzoin, only the outside mizbech, and true, there's a second condition for royal, it has to be something that's fit to it. But Akoparim, the diyek, chitzoin in pnimiloi, smash money mizbech achitzoin has the din of Imonu lo yordu. But not mizbech apnim, not like a blazer. It's more similar, a blazer lands like this. Turitzach, he lands like this.